Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries. I am your host, Elder Lydia, and I am giving glory to God Almighty because I have a word for you today. I just got on here to encourage the people of God on today because from time to time we go through struggles and we go through things that we don't understand. And I put a little explanation, amen, of today's talk, I'm just going to call it, amen, and it's entitled, I'm Surrounded. Have you ever just wanted to scream because everything you touched, everything you worked toward, everything you were promised, it just seemed like it was all falling apart before your eyes? There are moments in all of our, in the lives of every single believer that we are literally surrounded, because the enemy wants to stop the work of God. The enemy wants to stop you in your tracks from being promoted, from going to the next level, the next dimension, to the next place in God that he would have you to be. So he brings distraction. He does things to take your focus away from that that God is doing in you. But you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. He has given you of his grace and of his mercy. And I am here today to tell you, I know exactly what it's like when you feel surrounded. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Believe God or not, is where we end up being. We're in a place where everything is falling apart. We can't see our way, and all we can do is either believe God or not. All we can do is stand or not stand. But what does the word tell us to do? It says stand and then continue to stand. Amen, because the love of God that has always met us right where we are will meet us still in the midst around it. Help me, Lord. I'm surrounded. Amen. I want to call your attention to 2 Kings chapter 6, and we're going to look at verses 6 through, I'm sorry, 8 through 16. Glory to God. I'm surrounded with what we're talking about today. There are times when we feel exactly like they felt on that day. Amen. I'm going to start in 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 through 16. Amen. Now the king of Syria was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servants, saying, my camp will be in such and such a place. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down there. Of course, they were at war with the Arameans at this time, which are the Syrians. Glory to God. Then the king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there once or twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing. And he called his servants and said to them, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? He wanted to know, was there a traitor in the midst? Who's doing this? Who's telling them our secrets? Why is it that they know our position even before we get there? How is it that they are able to get away from us? Glory to God. Verse 12, and one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. So he said, go and see where he is, that I may send and get him. And it was told him, saying, surely he is in Dothan. Therefore, he sent horses and chariots and a great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. Lord, I'm surrounded. And when the servant of the man of God arose and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? Oh, Lord God, amen. We have been in that position when the enemy had us surrounded all about. And we're asking God, oh, my God, what do I do now? I've done everything that I know to do. Lord, I have fasted. Lord, I have prayed. Lord, I'm paying my tithes. Lord, what do I do now? I'm surrounded.
Help me, Lord. I'm surrounded. Now hear the words of Elisha to his servant. And he said to him, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Glory to God. And that's the word that I have for you today. Fear not, for those that are with us are more than those that are with them. Amen. And after that, I'm just going to put it in my own words. I want you to continue to read in 2 Kings. But Elisha prayed a prayer over his servant that he be able to see the provision, the protection of God Almighty. Glory to God. So that his servant went out and he could see surrounding those that had surrounded them was the army of the Lord. Amen. The provision of God Almighty. He is. So yes, Lord, I'm surrounded. Glory to God, though my kitten, the enemy encamp about me and try to destroy me, he cannot, because I'm also surrounded by the armies of the Lord. Glory to God, he is our protection, he is our provider. Hallelujah, and I want to read another scripture to you, amen, to even bring that on home for you. Excuse me, Isaiah 54:17, it says, No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Amen. Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. So I know the devil, he will rant and he'll rave and he'll act like he has the upper hand, but he does not. Because those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Amen. Those that are with the enemy are few compared to the armies of the Lord. Glory to God. Remember, we battle against a foe that's already been defeated. Amen. Our names are already written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. We are being empowered by God Almighty to complete do. Amen. And bring as many souls with us as we possibly can. As many as he's put in our hands. Glory to God. I just want to encourage you today that though you might be surrounded, it's okay, because you're also surrounded by the armies of God Almighty. So that enemy that it looks as if he's surrounding you and he can do some harm, he cannot, because the army of God is just behind him. Amen. So that he cannot overpower you. He cannot overpower your situation. He cannot take the blessing of the Lord. You belong to God, and those that are with us are more than those that are with them. Amen. We give glory and honor to God today. Amen. And the people of God, I just want you to be encouraged. Amen. Because although you may be surrounded, you are also surrounded by the eyes of God Almighty. You are also surrounded by the Spirit of God himself. You are also surrounded, amen, by the love of God that has no borders, no boundaries, and no limits. No worries, my friend. Don't be afraid. Amen. Be strong. Hallelujah. And of a good courage. The Lord has not forgotten you. And just as he said to Moses, just as he said to Joshua, amen, those of us that are lifting up the banner of the Lord, he will be with us wherever we go, to lead us, to guide us, to show us the way, and to use us for his glory, to bring forth a harvest, amen, and glory to God. Don't worry, hallelujah. No worries, my friend. Although you be surrounded, hallelujah, are more than those that are with them. Amen. I just wanted to encourage you on today. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. And I continue to go forth in the name of Jesus and proclaim the gospel of peace to dying world. Continue to pray for the United States of America, for our president, and for all those that have rule. Amen. We don't have to like what we're doing, but God can turn them on a dime. There is nothing too hard for God. Nothing is too hard for them. Nothing is too hard for God. Amen. You might have loved ones that haven't turned yet, and though it may feel like you're surrounded even by them, remember there are more. There are more that are with us. Hallelujah. There are more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those that are with us are more than those that are with them. You are surrounded by the armies of God Almighty. Amen. There is no spirit of the enemy that is able to penetrate the armies of the Lord. God is for us. Hallelujah. He's for us. Thank you, God. And God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you. Amen.